So first of all, let's talk about what is subject-verb agreement. Subject-verb agreement simply means that the subject and verb in a sentence need to agree. They need to get along. They need to go together. To do this, a singular subject needs a singular verb, and a plural subject needs a plural verb. Let's look at some example sentences. Number one, I need to earn $20 an hour to pay my bills. Number two, my cousin needs to earn only $11 an hour to pay his bills. Number three, we need to earn about $50,000 a year to support our family. Look at the subject and verb in each of these sentences. Number one, I need, I is the subject, need is the verb, and they do agree. Number two, my cousin needs. My cousin is the subject, needs is the verb. They do agree. And number three, we need. We is the subject, need is the verb. They also agree. So all of these example sentences are correct. Notice that sentence number two has a different verb. You see the S has been added to the word need. My cousin needs. You've probably already learned this rule, but we'll review it here. Sentence number two is the most problematic example for English language learners because third-person singular subjects require an S or sometimes an ES on simple present tense verbs in order to make them agree. Let's review the rule here by looking at the table. First person, singular and plural, I and we, does not take third person S on the verb. So there is no change to the verb. I walk to the store, we walk to the store. The verb does not change. Second person, singular and plural, is the same, you, singular and you, plural. And you'll notice in the example sentences there is no change to the verb. You walk to the store, and you, plural, walk to the store. Third person, here's where the change becomes obvious. A singular third person subject is he, she, or it. Third person plural is they. In the example sentences, you see that he walks to the store is where we see the change. He, she, or it walks to the store requires that we add S to the base form of the verb. They, third person plural, they walk to the store, there's no change in the verb. So remember this third person singular S rule, and then you'll always have correct subject-verb agreement with simple present tense.